And here you have the New York Times, supposedly the gold standard.
Right.
Having information from an off-the-record editorial board meeting leaked. They would never do that in a million years to Hillary Clinton. They'd never do it to Marco Rubio. They'd never even do it to Ted Cruz.
Not even in a billion years, Joe.
Not in a billion years, but they're doing it to Donald Trump.
It's a great journalism story. From time to time, the New York Times will make pronouncements about its policies and the handling of on-the-record comments, background, off-the-record, saying that we won't allow off-the-record dispensation to be granted to sources who can talk on the record. So why was the New York Times having an off-the-record editorial board session with a presidential candidate? Being that it's off the record, why is it leaking now? Who's leaking it at the New York Times? What's the policy with regard to attribution at the New York Times? And I'll tell you, if I was running the Donald Trump campaign, every New York Times reporter on that plane would be off of it.
I would
kick
them off.
And unless they clarify the attributional policies of the newspaper.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Every single New York Times reporter should be kicked off the plane, should not be given press access, anything, until the editor of the New York Times explains to the candidate and explains to the readers exactly what happened.